Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Art Sharon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Blaeholder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, George Blaeholder. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting second. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Charlie English. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Red Kress. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sad Sam Jones. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sad Sam Jones. And now, play ball. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a fly ball into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes misplays the ball. That's an error on Hayes. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kress. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Burns moves to third. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. English fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Blaeholder covering, for the out. Funk moves to second. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Funk. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Funk steals third. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy has Funk trapped. There's the throw to Farrell and over to Sharon, who tags Funk for the out. Blue moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blue scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Appling steals second. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo strikes out. One out. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder takes first base on ball four. Sherin moves to second. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 0 for 1 in the game. Shult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sherin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Kress reaches second base with a double. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into left field. Goslin picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Goslin. Kress scores. Berry moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Berry moves to third. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Funk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Berry scores. Jones moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jones scores. Funk moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, White Sox. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 5-0, White Sox. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hayes moves to third. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Shult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burns for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Campbell hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goslin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goslin moves to second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo takes first base on ball 4. Goslin moves to third. Farrell moves to second. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sherin takes first base on ball 4. Goslin scores. Farrell moves to third. Melillo moves to second. It's 5-1, White Sox. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. Levy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Farrell scores. Melillo scores. Sherin moves to third. It's 5-3, White Sox. George Blaholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Berry to Hayes covering second. The throw back to home, and Sherin is out at the plate. Levy moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-1 in the game. Seeds hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sherin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-1 in the game. English hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kress hits a line drive into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. George Blaholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaholder is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Blaholder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-2 in the game. Schultz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into right field. Kress picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Kress. Schultz goes all the way around to score. Burns moves to third. It's 5-4, White Sox. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling can't make a play. That's a base hit. Burns scores. That run is unearned. It's Browns, 5, White Sox, 5. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hayes catches it and throws to first to double up Campbell. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Funk. The throw from Farrell and he is out, Levy applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 5. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Farrell moves to second. One out. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sharon hits a fly ball into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Levy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. Blue hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 5. The Browns will come to bat. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Blaeholder strikes out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schult takes first base on ball 4. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Schult moves to second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a line drive into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-2 in the game. Seeds hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-2 in the game. English hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Levy. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kress hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaeholder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 5. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. English can't make a play. That's a base hit. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sharon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Melillo moves to second. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Jones covering, for the out. Melillo moves to third. Sharon moves to second. Two outs. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Blaeholder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Appling. Melillo scores. Sharon scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-5, Browns. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Funk hits a line drive into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 3 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hayes moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 5. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burns for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 3 in the game. Seeds hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Charlie English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 3 in the game. English hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 5. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sharon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Melillo moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Melillo moves to third. Sharon moves to second. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Blaeholder strikes out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schult hits a fly ball into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Carey Self pinch hits for Charlie Berry. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaeholder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan pinch hits for Sad Sam Jones. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Funk hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sharon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.